This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. Livestock grazing services are becoming more widely used as a fire mitigation tool. Animals clear vegetation and reduce fire risk, especially in hard-to-reach places like the slopes and hillsides of the Central Coast. KCBX's Beth Thornton has more.
Jack Anderson is working with his dogs to round up a flock of sheep. He is co-owner of Kuyama Lamb, LLC. They have about 450 sheep that graze the foothills of Santa Barbara County. He says his organization is hired to clear low-growing plants like grasses, shrubs, and mustard.
We will build temporary electric fence in a place where we're contracted to remove vegetation. Then we'll bring in a group of animals. They will graze it down.
Anderson says they continually move the fences so the animals graze through the acreage and clear about 70% of the vegetation, leaving the area more protected from fire.
And then we'll build another little section and open it up, and they'll walk into that one, and sort of on a daily move, the herd will migrate across the job site.
Anthony Graham works for Kuyama Lamb and coordinates jobs at multiple sites. He says with the help of a few loyal, hardworking dogs, he herds the sheep from place to place on land or loads them into a trailer for longer distances.
Depending on the size of group that we're shipping, it could take all day.
Kuyama Lamb began as a business for restoration of native California grasslands and ethical farming. The sheep grazed orchards, vineyards, and ranches. In 2018, Anderson says they expanded their services to include fuel reduction.
That was the year after the Thomas Fire, and so there were a lot of conversations in this area about how we are going to manage the fire fuel loads in this region.
Those fuel loads, or the amount of combustible material, contributed to the Thomas Fire becoming the largest wildfire at that time in modern California history. That fire and the subsequent mudslides in the Montecito burn area drew international attention. Kuyama Lamb co-owner Jenya Schneider says grazing for fire mitigation purposes needs to happen routinely to keep fuel loads down.
It takes regular impacts, whether it's every year or every few years, and then that will also manage for reducing the amount of dead material that builds up over time.
Another benefit, she says, is the trampling of the soil by the animals' hooves.
Just in their moving around the landscape, they'll walk through all these dense shrubs and trample that dead material. And once it comes in contact with the soil, there's often enough soil biology that will actually decompose back into the soil.
According to Schneider, the use of livestock for fuel reduction is growing on the Central Coast.
Locally, we're seeing our community wildfire protection plan discussing how to use grazing as a tool. And we're in conversation with many of the local fire departments.
The Montecito Fire Department hires the sheep for areas that are difficult to reach with hand crews or trucks. Maeve Juarez is a wildland fire specialist with the department.
Oh, there's some really steep portions of the district that we had always wanted to treat but weren't able to necessarily get in there.
Juarez says Montecito includes livestock grazing in their community wildfire prevention plan and says most fire departments in the area recognize it as a valuable tool.
It's an attractive option as it's shown to be ecologically and economically sustainable management tool. And the sheep and the goats actually prefer the steep and rocky terrain and the slopes that we see along the Central Coast.
Whether to use cattle, sheep, or goats for grazing depends on the vegetation and environmental impact desired. For instance, the Pismo Preserve is currently using cattle and goats for invasive weed control and fire mitigation. If you are interested in livestock grazing services, the Central Coast has a variety to choose from in Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Monterey counties. You can also contact your local fire department. For KCBX, I'm Beth Thornton.
This report is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.